青浦区2018学年高三年级第二次学业质量调研测试英语学科试卷听力部分现在开始。
Listening Comprehension Section A. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Look at the lovely birds over there. I think you can teach them to sing.
But look at the price. I'd rather have a cat.
Question.Where is the conversation taking place? Two.
Excuse me, but the shower in my room doesn't work.
Sorry for that. We will send a repairman as soon as possible. What is your room number? Question. What is the possible relationship between the speakers?3. Did you find the suitcase you were looking for?
Yes, I got a nice one for $60, but the next day they were on sale for $45.
Question. How much would the woman have saved if she had waited? 4.
Does Ben go to great lengths?To apply for the scholarship.
No one cherishes the scholarship more than Ben. Question, what can we learn from the conversation? 5. The film is really worth the money, don't you think so?
Well, you certainly have a different taste.From me.
Question. How does the woman feel about the film? 6. You will have 2 hours to wait. Be patient.
How can I be patient when I'm suffering from a toothache? I can hardly stand it.
Question. What does the woman mean?7.
I'm flying to Tokyo this afternoon, but I'm too tired to drive to the airport.
You can always take the subway. It is convenient and comfortable. Question. How will the woman get to Tokyo? 8.
Mr. Green.I have trouble in pronouncing the Italian words, and no dictionary is available.
I'm sorry, Betty. I'm about to leave. Why not ask Jack? Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 9.
Please hold your horses. Be calm, and you will be out of trouble soon.
It's my fault. I always lose my temper to others. Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 10.
I'm afraid you've been working too hard. You should take a vacation.
Tell that to the pile of papers on my desk. Question.What does the man imply? 6. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and one longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the short passages and the longer conversation. The short passages and the longer conversations will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Joseph Mallard William Turner was one of the greatest English landscape painters. He was born in late April or early May, 1775, in Covent Garden, London. His father was a barber. Due to his mother's mental illness, Turner spent some of his childhood living with relatives. He worked as an assistant to various architects, but at the age of 14, he began to study at the Royal Academy School. His early work consisted mainly of drawings in watercolors, but in 1796, Turner exhibited his first oil painting at the Royal Academy. He later built a gallery in his house in Harley Street to display most of his paintings, while continuing to exhibit at the Royal Academy. He traveled extensively in Britain and, at the age of 27, made his first trip abroad, visiting Switzerland, Savoy, and Paris. The Napoleonic Wars prevented foreign travel for a number of years, but in 1819, Turner was able to make his first trip to Italy. He was hugely inspired by the historical monuments and works of art and by the light and the scenery there. He returned to Italy a number of times, particularly favoring Venice, which was the inspiration for some of his finest work.
Now listen again, please. Joseph Mallard William Turner was one of the greatest English landscape painters. He was born in late April or early May 1775 in Covent Garden, London. His father was a barber. Due to his mother's mental illness, Turner spent some of his childhood living with relatives. He worked as an assistant to various architects, but at the age of 14, he began to study at the Royal Academy School. His early work consisted mainly of drawings and watercolors, but in 1796, Turner exhibited his first oil painting at the Royal Academy. He later built a gallery in his house in Harley Street to display most of his paintings, while continuing to exhibit at the Royal Academy. He traveled extensively in Britain, and at the age of 27 made his first trip abroad, visiting Switzerland, Savoy, and Paris. The Napoleonic Wars prevented foreign travel for a number of years, but in 1819, Turner was able to make his first trip to Italy. He was hugely inspired by the historical monuments and works of art and by the light and scenery there. He returned to Italy a number of times, particularly favoring Venice, which was the inspiration for some of his finest work. Questions 11. Why did Turner spend some of his childhood living with relatives? When did Turner exhibit his first oil painting at the Royal Academy? 13. What contributed most to Turner's artworks? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
After a full dinner, you might want to work off some calories, which is bad for your health, by taking a long walk in the great outdoors. Recently, scientists have already found that, to some extent, interacting with nature, even in the middle of winter, improves memory and concentration. As a matter of fact, just an hour of walking through the countryside can increase the brain's performance by 1/5. But a walk along busy streets show no improving effects on the brain at all. The research was carried out at the University of Michigan. One group of students was sent out on a 50-minute walk through streets which are lined with office buildings and full of traffic, while the other group of students took a green, tree-lined route. Afterwards, the volunteers' mental skills were examined in a series of tests and compared to their performance before setting out on it the walk. Results showed that those who took the nature route improved their short-term memory by 20%. There is no improvement for those who walked along city streets.
Now listen again, please. After a full dinner, you might want to work off some calories, which is bad for your health, by taking a long walk in the great outdoors. Recently, scientists have already found that to some extent, interacting with nature, even in the middle of winter, improves memory and concentration. As a matter of fact, just an hour of walking through the countryside can increase the brain's performance by 1/5. But a walk along busy streets shows no improving effects on the brain at all. The research was carried out at the University of Michigan. One group of students was sent out on a 50-minute walk through streets which are lined with office buildings and full of traffic, while the other group of students took a green tree-lined route. Afterwards, the volunteers' mental skills were examined in a series of tests and compared to their performance before setting out on the walk. Results showed that those who took the nature route improved their short-term memory by 20%. There was no improvement for those who walked along city streets. Questions. 14. In which aspects of brain can interacting with nature have improving effects? How long did the students walk in the research of Michigan University? 16. What does the passage mainly talk about? 17-20 are based on the following conversation. Hello, this is the China Telephone Company. What can I do for you?
Is this the complaints department?
Yes, it is.
I want to complain about the bill I received this month. I don't think I've made that many phone calls. Have the rates gone up? There must be a mistake in your billing.
All right, madam. Tell me your phone number and I'll check it for you.
My number is 635-135-16.
Thank you. Please hold on for a moment.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Well, there doesn't seem to be any problems with your count. The billing is accurate. You must have overlooked the international call you made to Europe.
Let me see. Right. I'm sorry. It's my mistake, but it is still very expensive.
Well, why don't you apply for the international dial service? It's free of charge.
Can I do that?
Sure you can. The rates are cheaper as you do without assistance from the operator.
I see. Well, thank you very much, and I'm sorry for bothering you.
It's no bother at all. That's what we are here for. Thanks for calling. Now listen again, please. Hello, this is the China Telephone Company. What can I do for you?
Is this the complaints department?
Yes, it is.
I want to complain about the bill I received this month. I don't think I've made that many phone calls. Have the rates gone up? There must be a mistake in your billing.
All right, madam. Tell me your phone number and I'll check it for you.
My number is 635-13516.
Thank you. Please hold on for a moment.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Well, there doesn't seem to be any problems with your count. The billing is accurate. You must have overlooked the international call you made to Europe.
Let me see. Right. I'm sorry. It's my mistake, but it is still very expensive.
Well, why don't you apply for the international dial service? It's free of charge.
Can I do that?
Sure you can. The rates are cheaper as you do without assistance from the operator.
I see. Well, thank you very much, and sorry for bothering you.
It's no bother at all. That's what we are here for. Thanks for calling. Questions. 17. What did the woman complain about? What can we learn about the man from the conversation? 19. What did the man suggest the woman do? 20. Why did the woman say sorry? 听力部分到此结束。